Chapter 2. There are two of them. Two translucent females. Vividly detailed, but as insubstantial as cigarette smoke. Greetings, Mr. Funicello.
Are you... is this a dream?
No, Felix, the talking one says. May I call you that? I see no reason why we should stand on formality. In fact, I suspect we may become fast friends.
But what... did I die? Is that it?
No, no. I doubt you'll be joining our ranks for some time, yet... you've conjured us from the shadow world via your cognitions about us. Had you had such thoughts elsewhere, in the grocery market, for instance, or at the college where you teach, we would not have appeared. But the guard is so lovely and welcoming to its guests, living or shaded. I've heard the manager acknowledge that even when a show has empty seats, the theater is filled to capacity because those from our ranks are in attendance alongside you livings. And the staff never forgets to turn on the ghost light before they lock up for the night. We so appreciate such courtesies.
I stare at them, dumbfounded. The talker is dressed in a cloche hat and one of those drop-waist dresses from the 20s. Looks to be in her early 40s, maybe? The younger one wears a glittery evening gown and long white gloves. With her painted-on eyebrows, bow lips, and spit-curled bangs, she looks camera-ready for a close-up. Maybe I'm dead despite what she said. Ghosts are known to be tricksters, aren't they? But if I died, when did it happen? And how? And why is it I can feel my heart jackhammering in my chest? Do hearts still beat in the great beyond? Do the dead still get sweaty palms when they're scared?
Oh, goodness, poor boy, you're trembling, the talker says.
The glamorous one pouts sympathetically.
Well, I suppose moving pictures are to blame for that. We members of the shaded world have been depicted rather malevolently in the movies. Nosferatu, The Haunting, The Amityville Horror, gothic nonsense. There's no reason to be afraid, I assure you. We come in peace, dear Felix.